Half Whitey Rammer. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
My first time as a captain, I want to be able to enjoy that part of it as well. And so having my responsibility as a player, I want to get out there and play with Justin. But also as a captain, I want to see my guys play.
That is the voice of the one and the only Tiger Woods, who is not too far from teeing it up at Royal Melbourne for day one of the President's Cup, the Internationals versus Team USA. And Wayne Grady is very excited about that part of the Channel 9 coverage, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How is it?
It's well. It's very well. We're looking forward to this because this is a great event, we think. Team sport and team golf is exciting. And you heard Tiger there talking about how important it is to him and the build-up to the President's Cup. What are you expecting from the Internationals today? Because they can't afford a slow start, can they? They've got to be really aggressive.
Yeah, they have. It's four ball today, which is good because we've done pretty well in the four balls over the years. Where we've let down has been the foursomes. So we need to get out and take the lead today. It's important because then we play foursomes tomorrow. And over the all the past President's Cups, we're minus 32 points in the foursomes. So right. That's been our Achilles heel. So we've really got to get going today.
One of the things I love about this format are the matchups and how strategic the captains get when trying to select who plays who. What do you make of the matchups?
Well, I mean, it's a David and Goliath battle today. The Americans, they could put basically anyone with anyone. But Ernie's done a lot of homework over the last couple of years. He knows the players intimately and he's picked the guys he believes will work together. I noticed he's got one experienced player and one rookie in each of the teams.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. What about Tiger? There was, you know, we go right back, he was never going to play, and then all of a sudden he's playing, but then he puts himself in the first group on the first day to make a bit of a statement. Did that surprise you, or is that something you expected?
No, why he's done that is when he's playing, he can't be captain. So he's got to give the captaincy over to Steve Stricker. He doesn't have to give it to Steve, but he's chosen Steve. And then once he finishes playing, then he can take the captaincy back. So that's why he went out first.
And Wayne, what about Cam Smith? Obviously, won't get the opportunity today. Are you a little bit disappointed for him?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I'm not sure why Cam wouldn't be playing, because he's a homegrown and he knows the course, and the hometown crowd would be well behind him. But anyway, I'm not going to second guess anything else.
What type of reception do you think the Melbourne crowds will give Patrick Reed?
Very raucous, I think. They'll give him plenty, but as I said, I hope they do give him plenty, but just be respectful and don't go overboard, but certainly don't let him off the hook.
You've seen Royal Melbourne for many years. Grades, how's it looking at the moment? How's it set up?
Oh, it's magnificent, but there's a lot more mown area. I mean, they don't have any rough in front of the greens here, but they've put a new grass in, 15 yards short of every green, and there won't be any chipping from in front. It'll all be putting.
Right, okay.
Magnificent.
That's interesting. Why do you reckon they've done that? Is that just for this tournament, or is that just for the course in general?
Well, it'll be there in the future, I imagine. But, that's just a little difference that I've seen. And so there won't be a lot of chipping. It'll be bunker play or putting.
Do you think the Internationals can win, Wayne? Or is this, you know, from what you've seen the last couple of days of practice, do you think the Internationals are in this, or is it the Americans to lose?
Well, it's, as I said earlier, it's David and Goliath battle, but we didn't have a chance of winning in 98 either. And went along and did it. It's all about the team camaraderie. And in 98, it was inside the team room was fantastic right from day one. And from what I understand, he's got these guys going pretty well. So it's all about that. And then things have got to fall open. Yes, can we win? Of course we can. It's sport.
Wayne, there's with the internationals, there's a lot of unknowns. There's guys that that obviously aren't household names compared to the Americans. Which one of those guys are you expecting by Sunday that we'll definitely know about?
Lee Hau Tong, I think, and Ben Ahn. I think those two guys won't surprise anyone that knows golf, but those two guys are fantastic players, and I think everyone will know a lot more about them by the end of the week.
We're looking forward to seeing how they go. It's a major event in Australian sport, the President's Cup, and it's right on our shores here in Melbourne at Royal Melbourne today. Kicks off 5 matches to kick it off, and we can't wait to see how it goes. Wayne, we'll check out all the action on Channel 9. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.